I joined Dr. John Rogers from Cambridge University, who has been flexing his brain power to answer your questions about genes and the brain. First up, Nish Nair got in touch via Facebook asking, what makes us more intelligent? Do we know of any specific physical or genetic differences found in individuals who have very high IQs?
First of all, it's not just genes that affect intelligence. It's strongly affected by environment as well as by genetics, and the two of them interact. And a stimulating environment in infancy is certainly important in influencing intelligence. But there do appear to be genes that determine intelligence, but searches for specific ones have not yet come up with very much. In fact, only recently the first such gene was identified, and it just has a small effect on IQ. If you have a particular version of this gene, it increases IQ by about 1.3 points, which really isn't very much. And this gene is a gene that acts generally in the nucleus to operate on expression of other genes, and it seems to affect the size of the brain, so that may be why it's affecting IQ. Otherwise, we might expect there will be other such genes which contribute in a rather general way to brain development or to brain function, and there may again be some variants of them which allow for a more effective development of the circuits which integrate and interpret experience within the brain. In addition to general intelligence, as it were, there will also be genes that contribute to specific learning disabilities, and there's been some progress in finding some of those recently. There are some genes which seem to influence the chance of developing dyslexia and also other psychological conditions such as autism. There are genes which influence the chance of developing those. And those tend to be rather rare variants of genes which affect just a few people but seem to predispose to those conditions in those people.